This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, it's Tuesday, the 16th of March. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner. Victoria still is working through her operation that she had last week. Hold a good thought for her. I was thinking that we were in the fear removal business, even though sometimes we play the devil's advocate here, or I do, and ladies do if they choose to. I don't tell Jennifer what to think and say, and I don't tell Jay what to think and say, and I don't tell Victoria what to think and say. I think that we all kind of are on the same level, though. That's how we found the camaraderie that we have, trying to discount fear-based thinking. I know that if you, right now, the largest advertisers on radio are insurance companies. Have you noticed? Every other commercial is for Geico, USAA, Allstate, you name it, they're all over the place. And their business is to scare you. They are in business to they'll show you pictures. What is it? J.K. Simmons. Who's he? He does Farm, right? State Farm? So, Farmers Insurance. Okay. So, the last time I saw one of those ads, there was a picture of a Cadillac with a tree on top of it. So, you've got these big storms coming. Or, in this case, I think somebody had cut a tree down and they didn't plan for it to go in the right place. Excuse me. So it landed on top of this guy's car. And don't worry, no problems. We've got you covered. Because everybody should expect if a tree fall on their car or on their house. But isn't it the job of the insurance companies to tell you, we'll save you, when in fact, what the insurance companies do is screw you, because they don't want to pay, because they don't make money if they have to pay out on lots of claims. So I love the way they, you know, some of the presentations on, I'm not biting, I don't know, the hand that feeds me, a lot of commercials on this program, locally and nationally, for the insurance companies. I'm just saying that we're here to remove the fear quotient. At least I hope we can.
It's funny. I don't look at insurance companies as scary. I look at them as, gosh, you're lucky you have them when you need them, because life is going to happen.
Yeah.
As wild as it seems that you'd have a tree fall on your car, it happened to my dad. My dad was driving in L.A. when it was raining. We had a ton of rain, and he was driving down a dark road. And a tree had just fallen in the middle of his path. Who would have thought it? And it hit him, or he hit it. And thank God he had insurance. I mean, weird stuff happens to all of us. So
yeah.
You know, I mean, thank goodness we can do it. I don't look at it as fear-based to have an insurance company. I look at it as like, you know what? I'm just being smart, because God knows if I don't have insurance, something's going to happen.
Murphy's Law, how it always works.
Yeah.
Isn't that what I just said? I didn't just say that. Oh, I must have said something else. Huh. Imagine that. The immigrant teens being housed at the Dallas Convention Center. Let us please look into that. The U.S. government planning to house about 3,000 young teenage boys and girls together? Is that how they're doing this at the convention center?
Just boys in Dallas.
Just boys. Okay. So authorities encountering people crossing the border. So far, over 100,000 people have come into this country illegally. That certainly is a high number. But and I don't think they thought this through, frankly. I think that's one of the problems. The folks who are so eager to satisfy a certain members of their constituency are running all over the place to deal with what seems to be a politically correct way to solve a problem that they created in the first place by making it so easy for people to get into this country. And so now we have relaxed supposedly our border rules, and you got everybody, the health services are down there, doctors and lawyers are the pro bono people that are down there trying to help these people get into the country. Yeah. Right? The lawyers are all over the place with the doctors. Yeah. Yeah. It's not a good picture. And meanwhile,
somebody was painted by the Republicans who went to the border yesterday. They said that the amount of kids, the sheer number of children that are showing up without their parents is astonishing. And how many of them has been victimized by sex trafficking. I mean, to think that these are our poor, that, you know, we take in the poor, the hungry, and the sick, right? These are not the poorest, the hungriest, and the sickest. These are people who are funding drug cartels to get them across the border. Right now, the cartel business has just kicked into high gear, and they're running that place again. You know, you spend $3,000, $10,000, you make your way here, and they make you a promise that they can't deliver on.
Inflation has taken over. Remember that accident that took place, so those 13 people were killed? Last week in that Suburban, they had come here paying $10,000 apiece. It used to be it was $3,000, but now apparently inflation, or it's more desirable to come here for any number of reasons.
Well, last night, another 8 people died in a high-speed car. I don't know if it was a chase or if they were just trying to break through the border wall, but 8 additional people died trying to come in.
If you haven't seen the movie The Marksman with Liam Neeson, you and you're concerned about this sort of thing, you should see that movie. It's called The Marksman. It's been out for 3 months, I think, now. It's an excellent movie about this circumstance with illegal immigrants coming into our country and what's going on with them and how sometimes they're individualized. So, at any rate, okay. So we've got the immigration circumstance that we have to deal with, and it is a mess. It was a mess before. All right, let's talk about something else that's a mess. I mentioned last week Maxwell Ghislaine. I never pronounced her name right. How is it pronounced?
Ghislaine.
Ghislaine. Okay, silent S. Ghislaine's brother has been, what is he, on the circuit? He's trying to sell a book. What's his deal?
He's just speaking out. People are interested in their story. And he said that because they lost Epstein in custody, that they're trying to take it out on his sister. I don't get her as a victim because she victimized too many people. But they're saying she's in solitary. They're watching her all the time. Well, they're watching her all the time because Epstein offed himself. So is she going to do the same thing?
No, he didn't.
He didn't off himself.
He was off.
That's the theory. Is she going to be helped along that process? Like,
right.
You know,
yeah, what secrets does she know? Yeah. Okay, well, here's the good news from North Korea. Everybody ready for this?
Ready.
The sister of Kim Jong Fatty. We haven't talked about him for months, right? We haven't talked about North Korea for months. Well, the sister is on the prowl, and she apparently said something today in North Korea. Her name is Kim Yo-yong. All right, you got that? Become a household name like Kim Jong Fatty.
She's supposed to be worse than he is.
Yes, and she looks like it. Take a look at her face. You talk about you can read somebody's face. So our Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense are over in Asia. They're talking in China. I guess they're visiting China. They're going to Tokyo. They're going to South Korea. And so Kim Yo-yong, who handles inter-Korean affairs, criticized the U.S. and South Korea for holding military exercises. She says the North will consider abandoning a bilateral agreement on reducing military tensions. And if you want to sleep well for the next 4 years, refrain from causing a stink. There's good political jargon for you. Meanwhile, the pictures of Kim Jong Fatty make him look even fatter than he was before. He's just he looks like a big blob. You know how, remember Pizza the Hut? In Star Wars, or no, it was Pizza the Hut was in the
Spaceballs.
It was
Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt. That's right too. That's what he looks like to me. Looks like Jabba the Hutt. See,
so
if look
he
at
alive. Do we think? I mean, are these pictures legit?
Well, they make him look fat. I don't know how old they may be, but at any rate, that's the warning. Look out! You want to sleep well? Leave us alone. Be quiet, sit down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so let's see what's going on with Andrew Cuomo. He apparently is preoccupied with the size of his hands. And you know what that leads to? The size of your feet. And you know what that leads to? All right, so who is saying all this? The some of the people that say he's been using his hands inappropriately are talking about the size of his hands.
Who's probably got a criminal case against him, who said that when she was working for him, he invited her to the governor's mansion to help fix his phone or work on some technology or something like that. And she got there, and he started getting handsy with her and reached underneath her shirt and groped her without her consent. And now she says that he was preoccupied with having conversations with people about his hand size.
Lovely. That's sweet.
Yeah. The thing is that sometimes you hear these outlandish stories about people, and it just doesn't seem possible that they could be that creepy. But with Andrew Cuomo, all of this stuff seems like it could be likely.
He looks like a creepy guy.
Right. That's what gives it credibility.
So let's get to the tax hike. Biden and his people are talking about a major tax hike. So I'm going to continue to hammer. Anytime I see anything about taxes, I'm going to hammer away on my idea. Maybe it'll take root with somebody someplace. So as I understand it, Jennifer, the proposal that's being floated already is to increase the size of the tax bite that comes out of big businesses, right?
So it's as big as Andrew Cuomo's hands, yes.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, 28% is the proposal. So where among these morons is there incentive to bring businesses back? No, you're going to whack them some more so they continue to go to China to save money so they can get at the bottom line, because that's their job. Their job isn't to help you pay the bill that you've created in the government. Their job is to bring back the bacon for the stockholders. And they're going
to
do that in any way possible.
It's so ridiculous during a pandemic when businesses are already suffering to say, guess what we're going to give you? We're going to raise you 7% for being here.
There is a way, if you're intelligent, to see through all of this stuff, that you incentivize businesses. Okay, so if you want to keep your business in China, good. We'll whack you for 28%. But if you bring your business back to America, then we're going to give you a tax incentive and cut your taxes by, 4%, 5%, something reasonable. Incentivize bringing business back to America.
But what about the businesses that are just American-made? About the small corporations that are already struggling that don't have any business in China? What about them? Do they stay the same? Do they get the raise? Because
spend more money and have more deductions so you don't have to pay as much in taxes. That's it. In the bottom line sense. 18 after the hour on the DJV program. If you're thinking about your nose at the moment, if you're just getting up, depending on where you are in the world, you're getting up and your nose is all kind of plugged up and crusty and you want to clean it out. That's where Navage comes in. The mucus clearance, the device that cleans and increases not only your nostril capacity, but your lung capacity. It's a specially designed device that uses a revolutionary method to naturally loosen all of the phlegm and the stuff that's stuck in your nose to protect your nose and to protect your body. This is not an inhaler. It's not a spray. It's not a. It's not an instant cure. Certainly, it's not made in China. So let's get to the bottom line here with the Navage and make sure that you have it so that you can use the techniques and the device to make your nose, which is your body's air filter, work much better. Clean it in the morning, clean it at night. That's what you do with Navage and their powered suction, which flushes out the germs and the allergens and mucus. You'll love that clean nose feeling that you have using Navage. Find it now at Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
It's 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. Jay Kirshner is studying what's trending, and there are a lot of things here to go over, including legislation that could legalize to-go restaurant cocktails. In other words, you go to, where do you go? To the Dairy Queen, and you, instead of getting a frizzy or a fruzy, whatever they give you, they bring you out a martini. Let's see how that works. We'll find out after this.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's see what kind of silly stuff we can find here. There are a lot of people who are interested in this legislation in Georgia, Jay, it looks like, that would legalize to-go restaurant cocktails. How does this all shake out? I was being facetious when I said you go to the Dairy Queen instead of getting a drizzly or whatever they have there.
Yeah, get like an adult Mr. Misty. So this would be for restaurants who do have...
That's fun. Now that sounds, just thinking about it, that sounds funny. An adult Mr. Misty. Okay. All right. Well, so how's this going to work?
So the restaurants that already sell different cocktails and specialized cocktails, with so many people doing takeout anymore, a lot of people want their mixed cocktails that pair nicely with some of the dishes. And so a lot of states have already started allowing restaurants to do to-go cocktails, but Georgia is working on legalizing it as well.
Really?
Some people are totally against it.
What could go wrong?
We'll see how
it
goes. Yeah. And then the other people are like, no, once the pandemic dies down, it's going to be interesting to see how many people keep these adopted habits of doing takeout more often than eating in the restaurants.
Right.
And
yeah.
Alcohol is the biggest moneymaker for all of these restaurants because of the upcharge.
Of course.
So
yeah.
They don't have the ability to sell the booze on takeout orders. They're losing a lot of money.
Yep. All right. So remember the story of Naya Rivera, who drowned in a lake last summer. Apparently there is upset among her fans. She was, when they had the Grammys on the other night, she was skipped in the memoriam, the in memoriam section. So now what? There's not much they can do. It's after the fact, right? So you make a stink about it, but
yeah, a lot of fans are very upset. I mean, Trevor Noah, the host of the show, even said that there's a full list of nearly 1,000 late musicians and producers and all involved with Grammys on the Grammys website, and Rivera's name is included there. But there were just too many; they couldn't include everybody. And a lot of people are saying, you know, she was a Grammy nominated artist because her work on Glee. There was a song that the entire group was nominated for. So because she's a nominee, she's not just an actress, she should have been acknowledged.
Right. Okay. And are there a lot of people in the trending department commenting on the list of Oscar nominations as well? There ought to be a lot of hoopla about that because most of these movies nobody's ever heard of. Right?
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that this is definitely the most diverse class of nominees that have ever been. So a lot of people are celebrating that.
All right, here's a new Mayflower that's going to come across the Atlantic without anybody on it. How's that going to work, and what are people saying?
A crewless ship using AI will trace the route of the Mayflower, and they're going to use solar-powered power to do it.
Why? Would be the question. Why
not? Let's see what the Pilgrims experienced since the, you know, the 1620s.
Right, exactly. Right, when they had solar power on their ships. 28 past the hour.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Let's start with everyone out there who loves flexing in the mirror.
Yeah!
Now, narrow it to all those muscle squeezers who hate stretching their wallet. Well, with my Walgreens, members earn an extra 5% in Walgreens cash rewards on Walgreens brand items. So head to Walgreens for great deals, or limp if you're like me and forgot to stretch while getting in the car. Oh, my calves!
Right now, stock up on everything from pain relievers to vitamins with select Walgreens brand health and wellness items.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
North Korea tells U.S. administration to cease war games with South Korea if it wants to sleep in peace. On Tuesday, the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, Kim Yo-jong, criticized ongoing military drills in South Korea and warned the U.S. administration that the smell of gunpowder wafting over the border would not help bring peace. Former Vice President Mike Pence on Monday endorsed former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders as the role of governor of Arkansas. Sarah is a Christian, a conservative, and a proud Arkansan who will fight for the people of Arkansas, stand with law enforcement, promote lower taxes, champion school choice, and more. Sarah will be a great governor and has my full support, Pence wrote on Twitter. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency said Monday it will require power plants in a dozen states to cut their emissions. Under the action by the Biden administration, we'll have to cut emissions starting this summer. USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com.
I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge discusses going into spring training healthy and ramping up for the 2021 season.
You know, feeling great. You know, seeing the ball well. You know, feeling like I'm having great at-bats, swinging the pitches I want to. And, you know, now it's just time to kind of ramp it up and play more innings on defense, play back-to-back, get 3-4 at-bats a game. And, you know, as we continue to do that throughout the spring, we'll be ready for the season. I got a short memory, you know, so I move on from things pretty quickly. You know, I know the family doesn't like that too much, but you know, with baseball, you know, playing every single day and, you know, the ups and downs of the seasons, it's sometimes tough and you kind of linger on certain things. But, you know, if you're going to succeed in this game and, you know, play for a long time, you got to have a short memory and, you know, learn how to move on and get ready for the next day. I don't think I've been on a team, you know, yet that's had this much depth, this much, not only depth, but some really quality starters with depth. You know, that's one thing that's pretty impressive. You know, it's going to be interesting kind of going down the stretch to see what our rotation is going to end up being. So I was going to be, you know, probably one or two guys that might have to go AAA that should be on a, you know, should make a rotation somewhere, you know. So it's going to be pretty interesting, but, you know, I'm looking forward to it. And especially since we're going to get Severino back, you know, during the summer, that's going to be a huge, huge boost for us. And, it's exciting. You know, I know it's early, I know it's spring training, but, I'm looking forward to getting the season going and rolling with these guys.
The Major League Baseball 2021 season officially starts April 1st. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four at the hour on the Tuesday DJV program. So people are asking, Jay, when can we go on vacation again? VACATION, travel experts. I'm looking at bookings. Do you see these numbers? Wow.
Woo. Yeah, I know a lot of people who have been going on vacations. I mean, the past year, still currently, I have a couple friends that are currently on vacation. I mean, go do it. Why not? Now's the time.
Folks in the airlines say that the numbers have risen to the highest levels since last year at this time. So, remember, right after the pandemic began, airlines went, number of people traveling down to zero. I mean, it was down to like 100,000 a day, when normally there are 4, 5, 6 million people a day that travel around the country on airplanes. So, things beginning to open up. How quickly that happens, I guess, depends on where you are, where you want to go, and if the virus and its strains are under control. As I've said, getting the shots is really the reason. The reason I'm doing it is because I want to be able to travel freely. There are some destinations travelers can still book a long-haul flight. If you want to, I was explaining yesterday, I think, how American canceled the orders for the rest of the 737 MAXs that they had and converted them into bigger planes, the 787, for example. They found that to be quite a utilitarian plane. It's good for cross-country stuff, and it's good for international travel. It's a good airplane. It's a very, actually a very good airplane. I quite like it. There are flights open to U.S. passengers if you want to go to Albania. How many people want to go to Albania? Raise your hands, please.
Not sure that's on my bucket list.
Right. There's a special if you want to go to Albania. Actually, I was supposed to go to Albania last year because it's the headquarters for the resistance government in Syria, I think. I forgot where it was in the Middle East, but somebody invited me to go, and I actually almost went. So the founder of booking app Chat Flights says almost everything is bookable. There are plenty of places you can go, New Zealand, Australia. I've never been to New Zealand or Australia, but would like to go. Have you ever been, Jade?
No, I had a chance when I was younger to be an au pair for family friends in Australia, but I'm afraid of flying, and it's such a long flight that I felt like I didn't know how often I would get back to
Why are you
Ohio.
Afraid of flying? Why are you
I've always been. It doesn't stop me from flying. I still fly. I'm just terrified.
Why? It's the safest way to get from one point to another.
Right. I mean, you're more likely to get into a car. Yeah, you're more likely to get into a car crash getting to the airport. I get that.
Right.
But your car crash, you're already on the ground. I mean, if something happens in the air, you're kind of like
you're in no man's land. If you're, if you're up in the air, you're just.
Yeah. I mean, I still fly and everything, and I'm not above crying during takeoff. I am that person on the flight, but but I'll still fly.
Then you would you do well to sit next to me because I'm very sympathetic. I would very much like to help people who are not easy flyers. So if you want to go on a trip, I'll sit next to you and I'll make you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Because it's not that when you really get right down to it, it's all a psychological thing. I don't like heights. Somehow or other, the first time I ever flew was when I was a freshman in college. I got on a plane in Cleveland to fly back to Boston. And it was an American Airlines 707. I remember it was like yesterday. Sat in the back of the plane. They still allowed smoking at that time. The only seat I could sit in was the back of the plane. But there was something when the takeoff took place, I felt at ease, in fact. It was a quick one-hour flight. And from that point on, I've never really bothered. I've had some rough, horrible flights. I almost went through a tornado once going from Atlanta to New Orleans. That was not a pleasant experience, but it just is, it's kind of what you make it. It's like most everything else. It's what you make it. So I think, you'll be fine. I'll take you on a trip. You'll be fine.
Thank you. As long as turbulence doesn't get too bad. I'm okay once we're in the air, but if turbulence gets so bad, the flight
turbulence.
Attendants have to sit down. Once the flight attendants are told to sit down, then it's like, oh, no.
All right. Yeah. Boop. And this is the time of year, by the way, that a lot of that happens because as we get into spring, the turbulence of the weather, the masses, the old cold air with the new warm air and it clashes, tornadoes and all that good stuff. Yeah, there can be a lot of rocky riding at this time of year. So maybe people are saying, well, maybe I won't take that trip after all. All right. So here's something to consider. Americans work more hours every year than most of the people in Western Europe. I don't know why that's a big thing, but apparently the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development thinks it's in to be discussing why it is that we work so hard. See, I think this is a joke. I don't think Americans work that hard at all, really and truly. They spend a lot of time, but do they work hard? What's the definition of working hard? Working long hours? Or really being focused on what you do. See, I think it's B, being focused on what you do. And many Americans, and I don't say this about all, there are plenty of great workers that are contributing greatly to our economy and to our well-being. But there are others that dog it, you know it, and I know it. I was driving in a rural area yesterday over going to the tire store to get some tractor tires changed, and I see this truck. It's a truck on the side of the road that does pickups with the waste containers. You know, the those things that you get it, you're going to redo your house, you get a big waste container.
Oh, yeah.
Truck comes over and picks it up. And so this guy was sitting on the side of the road, and you could tell he was just waiting. It was quarter of four, and he's supposed to be back in the barn at 4 o'clock. He didn't want to do anything else. So he's just sitting there waiting to go back to the barn. And that kind of stuff is annoying to me, especially in light of how many Americans do work hard. But there is this group that wants to reduce our working hours, reducing working hours to the same level that they have in Norway and Denmark, which means that you would work 4 to 6 hours less a day and have 2 months of vacation every year. This is ridiculous. It is.
Well, I think it's also with the lifestyle, because not everybody, but the majority of people in America, our work and our career is part of our lifestyle. And how often are you having a conversation with somebody and you're like, hey, how's your job? Or you meet somebody, what do you do for a living? In Eastern Europe, that what you do for a living is how you pay the bills. It has nothing to do with who you are as a person.
You are.
They don't ask those questions.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. That's what goes on here. Let's see. Misinformation and fake news. Big problem. That's news. See, I think maybe this is something for our social media platform. Jay, this is something to ask in terms of, I don't know, this is a trending study. Reports people with high emotional intelligence are much less likely to fall for deceptive and untrue news items. Let's go through that again. This study, which was conducted at the University of Stockholm, asked the group of volunteers to take a look at various social media news stories. Some were true, some were not. The group tried to determine which were real and which were fiction. Each of the participants gave a short explanation as to their fact-checking, the process that was used to gauge what was right or what was wrong, or what was fake and what was real. The news stories presented to these participants covered a variety of topics: health, environment, crime, wealth inequality. The fake headlines in particular featured a lack of trusted sources, not a lot of information in general, and emotive language. I think that's the way it works. See, there's a whole business. How do you decide, or how does one decide, what is trusted? Because today we have been skewed to either believe that the New York Times is right and they do have all the news that's fit to print, or that Fox News or Newsmax has the same basic story. Everything is true, which is not true. Everything isn't true in either of those cases. The Times is no longer the bastion of truth any more than the Washington Post, the Boston Globe, the LA Times is. There's a slant. NPR, horribly slanted. And the same with Newsmax. So, you know, this is kind of, I looked at this and I thought, well, this is worth a few minutes of our time, but it doesn't really help us because we get down to the definition of trusted sources. And who do you trust?
Well, and I feel like people should trust themselves more than anything. If you see a story, go actually look, and don't just look at one website. Look at all the websites talk about that specific news story.
Who has time to do that?
You don't have to do it for every news story, but people do find that they are a little bit more passionate about one specific topic than the other. So if that's the one and you're going to share it, go do your research, because so often opinion is confused as facts anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly. That's it. And that kind of reminds me of what we were talking about the other day, the first brush we had with that talk cancellation or investigation or hiatus, whatever it is, and the nonsense around it. I find this is what's wrong with how we get information. It's all twisted because of somebody's point of view, like Cheryl Underwood is black, Sharon Osbourne is white, and they get all into this exchange about Piers Morgan and whether Meghan Markle was on the right path or the wrong path with regard to her children being ostracized because they're black, and somebody at Buckingham Palace says they are, and that's racist and all this stuff. The overuse of the term racist is obnoxious. These people, just because you don't go along with, you're a racist. Remember, you weren't with me. I had a conversation on the air about I'm trying to remember the specifics, but it had something to do with a Chinese company or a product that I was talking about with someone. And I said that it had to do with a virus early on. And I said, I referenced the virus as the Chinese virus. And the person who ran the company turned out to be Chinese or of Chinese extraction and said, well, you can't call that the Chinese virus. Well, I said, why not? It started in China. Chinese government was the one who brought it. Yeah, but you don't know that. I said, yeah, I kind of do know that. Well, you're a racist because you called it the Chinese virus. So he pulled $86,000 worth of advertising from the program. So is that what I paid? I know I'm not a racist. I know that the virus, as sure as I'm sitting here, started in China. And I'm going to apologize for that. And this is what goes on. If you don't support, we have a black mayor in my community that I don't support. So people say, that's Stefan, he's a racist because he doesn't support the black mayor. The mayor isn't black or white in my mind. She's just doing a lousy job. Happens that she's black, but if she was doing the same job and she was white, I'd say the same thing about her. Yes. And that's the kind of stuff we're talking about.
And you're not commenting. Yeah, you're not commenting on.
No, I don't give a damn whether she's black or blue. I'm comfortable in my own skin, literally and figuratively. I know who I am, and I know what my thought process is. And my thinking about her being a crappy mayor has nothing to do with the fact that she's black. Unfortunately, one of the reasons she was elected is because a lot of people thought, oh, this would be great. Let's have a black mayor. Well, she's incompetent. She doesn't know what she's doing. It has nothing to say about her as a person, but she stinks as a mayor. So I'm a racist because I think she stinks as a mayor. You know, how ridiculous is that?
Well, and I feel like people need to distinguish the difference between prejudice and racism as well.
Yeah.
There are a lot of prejudices out there that don't necessarily equal racism. Are they correct? Are they right? Absolutely not.
Mm-mm. All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Listen carefully. There it is. My shot of the hour. Into clear smelling, clear breathing. Feels good. Clear. You're using clear, right? You got this bottle?
I am, and I love it.
Yeah. It really cleans. It keeps your nose clean. That's what it does, keeping out all of the things that are all around us, the bacteria, the strep, the staph, the viruses, the flu, whatever. It moisturizes and cleanses your nose and your sinuses. So when you're thinking about keeping yourself clean, clear through, and deodorized too during the course of the day, you'll want clear. You can find it at all the drugstores. You guys saw it last night. It was in the CVS. Yep, there's a display of clear right there. X-L-E-A-R. You can find it online at clear.com. In fact, speaking about being online, the nasal sprays that help prevent flus and illnesses like clear are being urged along with doctors, nurses, and other health professionals to work together to petition the Center for Disease Control to issue guidance calling on all of us to use nasal sprays like this to combat the situation that we find ourselves in every day. Cleansing, keeping your nose clean, very important. So sign the petition at clear.com, if you please, X-L-E-A-R.com, 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
After the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen now with Chuck Curry in Movie Moments. We celebrate the life and times of a very famous actor who's passed away right after this.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Some of the best jobs for some of the great actors of the world have been playing bad guys in James Bond movies. Thus, we start our overview of the career of Yaphet Kotto, who Chucker tells us passes away at the age of 81. He was a bad guy in Live and Let Die, right? And you and I were just talking about him blowing up at the end of the of the movie.
Yeah, that was he played the character of Mr. Big. That was the first James Bond film I ever seen in a movie theater.
Yeah.
I believe it was 73. My parents took me to see that at the King's Plaza movie theater in Brooklyn, New York. I thought he was a really good villain. He was in movies like The Running Man. He was an Alien. Brubaker with Robert Redford, and on the TV show Homicide, Life on the Street. Had a great screen presence, was a real good actor, passes away at the age of 81. And I must say, Live and Let Die is Paul McCartney did a great job with that title song. Terrific song for a Bond title movie.
Yep. You wonder how they find these bad guys. Sometimes casting, being a casting director has to be a really interesting job. How you get just the right fit, put people into jobs. I mean, he was perfect for that role.
He was. Well, yeah, it's an interesting concept you bring up because it sometimes it's just pure chance. If you look like we just mentioned the movie Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger, I mean, they cast Richard Dawson, who was really, I was an actor. He was on different TV shows, but he was primarily a game show host on Family Feud. He was cast as a villain in the Running Man, and he killed it. I thought he knocked it out of the park. So sometimes,
His first role was in Hogan's Heroes. That's where he first became known, on the TV show with Bob Crane, who was a disc jockey in Los Angeles and just fell into the job.
And I remember when I used to come home from school, I used to watch a match game. And he was one of the celebrity panelists. Yeah. And he was always really appealing, Richard Dawson, on that show. And then went on to do Family Feud, which brought him a lot of pop culture infamy, but he did a great job as a villain in that Arnold Schwarzenegger sci-fi action movie, The Running Man.
So I mentioned yesterday Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans are in a movie together, I wonder about, it's called The Gray Man. Have you heard anything about this?
I have not.
It's a new Netflix film based on a book series. The character of Gosling, a guy named Gentry, is chased across the world by Chris Evans. They were both in the CIA, and apparently the character that Gosling plays drops out. This is the biggest budget feature in Netflix history. $234 million, Chucker, for this movie.
It's interesting because I'm still trying to digest the reality when you say these two stars or actors and actresses have been cast in a movie. I think automatically in my mind, theatrical, but that's not the case in the times we live in, because there's so much product now being diverse to these streaming content.
Okay.
So it's so hard for me to digest, Ed.
Let's follow that with the Oscar nominations for Best Picture that we were talking about yesterday. There is, let's see here, Judas and the Black Messiah has been in theaters, Nomadland has been in theaters, Trial of Chicago 7. Yeah, but most of these have not been in theaters, have they?
Right. I mean, the majority, these movies have played streaming. They have had select theatrical runs lately, but they're really, most of this content has been made for streaming.
And so where are we going? I thought they weren't going to allow those into the Oscars.
This year they have to. They have to with COVID. This year they have to.
Nonsense. These are nobody. Who's going to care about who wins the prize here under the circumstance? Nobody's seen these movies, most part.
No.
59 past the hour on the DJ.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.